Well, tell me a little bit about this exhibit, 50 Years from Tranquility Base.
We created a display of different small items that the astronauts used during their mission. So we have Neil Armstrong's Omega Speedmaster chronograph. We have a camera. We have a lunar scoop, which is the sampling tool that was used.
The exhibit also has Michael Collins's checklist from the mission. It's a large three-ring binder, a couple of inches thick.
Michael Collins was the director of the National Air and Space Museum when it opened in 1976. And inside it, he has all of his personal notes that he was taking during the mission. And so you can see his handwriting in pencil marks all over the notebook. And it's just kind of a very technical but personal look at how the mission was carried out.
Now, the collection box for bringing back samples from the lunar surface is quite interesting. Tell me about that.
When they were preparing for the lunar science, they were out in deserts and in climates that we understood to be like the moon. And so in thinking about how to bring those samples back and the potential problems that could happen, you know, you can think about just walking down a dirt road and all the dust that gets kicked up. You'd want to contain that because you don't want those particles, you don't want that material getting out into the environment of a spacecraft, which is a very small contained space. And so to have a box like that that had really has an incredible seal on it. The rubber gasket on that is so thick that when they clamped down with those big handles on the front, it really sealed it very tightly, and it made sure that none of that material escaped while they were traveling back to Earth.
Now, there's also an exerciser that the astronauts used.
Astronauts had a very small space. They needed to continue to exercise because your body is not stressed in space the way it is on Earth. So without gravity, it's much easier for you to lose muscle mass. Your bones can become brittle. And so you really need to exercise to maintain your muscle tone. And one of the most simple compact ways to do that was this device that basically is an isometric device. So you could hang it on a hook inside the spacecraft and do these isometric movements, just basically things like bicep curls and some other activities to keep your muscles moving. And so it's kind of a strange looking device, but was actually something that had been developed for commercial purposes on Earth and then was repurposed for space. After Neil Armstrong passed away, a bag was found in a closet in his home that contained items that came from the lunar module on Apollo 11. And nobody really knew that it existed.
What sorts of things were in the bag?
There's a tether that was used to kind of create a hammock for Armstrong to sleep in. He slung it by this piece of yellow metal in the spacecraft, and he put his feet in it so that he could kind of lean back and rest. There are some other little random tools. There's a wrench. There's a camera, and the camera was certainly the most significant of the items in the bag. It's the only camera we have on Earth that filmed the first steps on the moon. And so that makes it particularly valuable in terms of its place in history. It's just kind of an amazing feat. And as you can imagine, many people these days don't remember that lunar landing, that first lunar landing. And so I hope that I can share that with younger generations who don't know as much about it.
Dr. Jennifer Levasseur is curator of the exhibit 50 Years from Tranquility Base at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C.